Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. NPR sources say the Israeli spyware company NSO Group temporarily blocked several government clients from using its software and services as it investigates possible misuse. NSO Group does not list its clients, but says it has 60 customers in 40 countries, all of them intelligence agencies, law enforcement bodies, and militaries. China's State Administration for Market Regulation ordered Tencent to end its exclusive music licensing right with global labels within 30 days, as well as end requirements for copyright holders to give the company better treatment than rivals. The regulator also fined Tencent 500,000 yuan, approximately $77,000, for violations around its 2016 acquisition of China Music. Amazon added support for the wake word Ziggy to Echo devices, as well as support for a new masculine-sounding voice. The voice and wake word can be set independently of each other. Google published a timeline for the rollout of its privacy sandbox initiatives, including its third-party cookie replacement, Flock. Currently, only the Spam and Fraud Prevention Trust Tokens API are in testing, scheduled to be ready for adoption in Q1 2022. Flock and other digital ad APIs are scheduled to begin testing in Q4 2021, with a Stage 1 transition period set to begin in Q4 2022. Instagram introduced added protections for teenage users, including defaulting younger accounts as private, restricted targeting options for advertisers, and improved detection and blocking of adult accounts attempting to direct message young users. The company has also invested in automated tools to determine whether someone is under 18 without requiring ID to be submitted. The changes bring Facebook into compliance with the UK's new age-appropriate design code, requiring platforms to default account for users under 18 to strictest privacy settings. On Monday, Intel announced its factories will start building Qualcomm chips and planning a roadmap for expanding business in order to catch rival Samsung and Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. The company expects to regain the lead by 2025, thanks to five new sets of chip-making technologies to be rolled out over the next 4 years. Amazon will also be a new customer for Intel's foundry chip business. The European Commission and EU consumer authorities ruled Google has 2 months to improve search results for Google Flights and Google Hotels or face possible sanctions. Google must explain how it ranks results, as well as clearly identify reference prices with promotional discounts from final prices with taxes and fees included. Apple patched a zero-day, impacting I/O mobile frame buffer for iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. The company says this vulnerability has been exploited in the wild, but did not elaborate further. The update is available across iPhone 6s and later, all iPad Pros, iPad Air 2 and later, iPad 5th Gen onward, iPad Mini 4s and up, 7th Gen iPod Touches, and macOS laptops and desktops. Security researchers Alejandro Caceres and Jason Hopper plan to re-release an upgraded version of Punk Spider at DEF CON, a search engine which constantly crawls the web and automatically publishes hackable vulnerabilities in websites, as well as a Chrome plugin to scan visited sites. And both will rank sites on a scale of 1 to 5 dumpster fires. Punk Spider originally launched in 2013 before lapsing due to lack of funding around 2015. Discord launched the ability for any server with community features enabled to turn messages into threaded conversations. The feature will arrive on all servers by August 17th. The Wall Street Journal sources say the Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi is considering going private after just going public on June 30th. This comes as the Cyberspace Administration of China stopped the company from signing up new users on July 2nd and delisted Didi's app from Chinese app stores on July 4th. In related news, CNBC sources say SoftBank is considering selling a third of its large share in Uber to offset losses on its Didi investments. Amazon disclosed in a regulatory filing that the Luxembourg data watchdog CNPD fined it 746 million euros, approximately 886 million US dollars, for GDPR violations related to the processing of personal data. In the filing, Amazon said the decision is without merit and that there has been no data breach and no customer data has been exposed to any third party. Reuters sources say the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission stopped processing registrations for U.S. IPOs from Chinese companies while it crafts new guidance for investors about the risk of the new regulatory crackdown in China. This effort follows the ongoing issues experienced by the Chinese ride-hailing app Didi after their IPO last month. A beta update to the PlayStation 5 adds the ability to expand storage using the console's M.2 slot. Only PCIe Gen 4 SSDs are supported, and these must include a heatsink that fits within the drive slot. Also, Sony reported it surpassed 10 million PS5 units sold on July 18th, about a month earlier in its release cycle than the PS4, making it Sony's fastest-selling console. Sony Interactive CEO Jim Ryan said that improving inventory levels for the console remains a top priority. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.